This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance of listening to God over others. And I had this thought as I was reading about this prophet whom God had given a set of specific instructions to follow. So once there was a man of God who appeared before this king, and he warned him that the altar that had been set up to worship pagan shrines would be split in two. The king became furious with the man for making this prediction and began shouting and pointing his finger at him. But instantly the king's hand became paralyzed. He then begged the man of God to appeal to God to heal his hand. The man honored the king's request, and his hand was healed. And then the king apologized, and he said, "Will you please return to the palace with me? I have something for you to eat, and I will give you a special gift." But God had instructed the man not to eat or drink any food from this particular town. And that's exactly what he told the king. "I can't go with you because I can't eat any of your food." So in this instance, the man stood his ground with the king. However, there was an old prophet who heard about how this man had restored the king's hand. He too invited this man to come back home and eat with him. Initially, the man declined and told him all about God's instructions to him. But the prophet lied to him and told him that he too was a prophet and an angel had appeared to him and it was okay for him to eat and drink. And the man gave in, followed the false prophet, and ended up losing his life. So this is a very important matter about God's word is solid. That's what we have to stand on and cling to these words. So blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Luke 11:28. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, listen to God's word.